the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. You know, friends, when you stop to think of it, Rum and Abner and Alka-Seltzer make a perfect combination. Both of them can help you to get more enjoyment out of life. Rum and Abner's homespun wit and humor help you forget your cares and worries, and Alka-Seltzer, well, what can it do for you? Just listen. Everybody likes to have a good time, to go to parties with their friends, enjoy good food, and lots of it, and in general have just as good a time as possible. But do you ever overdo it? How easy it is to keep late hours, to eat too much, and occasionally drink and smoke more than we should. Now, whenever you forget, when you let yourself go and have too good a time, be sure to remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer, and you should find, as thousands of others have, that it offers the kind of relief you want for acid indigestion, for upset stomach, distress after meals, and for morning after misery. And here's a tip to the wise. If you'd like to avoid much of the distress of the morning after, be sure to drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer the night before. Ask your druggist about Alka-Seltzer and see what he says. Then buy a package, take it home, try it, and you'll never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home again. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is certainly having his troubles these days. His wife won't let him come home, and Charlie Dilbeck, the town bully, has threatened to whip him on sight. All on account of the clothes dummy he recently bought from Squire Skimp. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Cedric down at the Jot and Down store. Squire Skimp is just entering.
Come in, Squire.
Well, good morning, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Squire.
Hello, Cedric, my boy, hello.
Where's Abner?
Don't ask me. I've been trying to find him myself. He's hiding somewhere.
Hiding?
Yeah, hiding from Charlie Dilbeck. He thinks Charlie's going to give him a whooping.
Oh, yes, yes, I heard they was having a little trouble. Something about Mrs. Dilbeck, wasn't it?
Well, the whole thing was a mistake, Squire. That clothes dummy you sold him is what caused the whole trouble.
The clothes dummy?
Yeah, ever since he got the thing, he's been calling it Mr. Dilbeck. Said it reminded him of that Mr. Dilbeck that worked in their bank in there at the county seat.
Yes, I remember he did say that it looked like him, yes.
Well, the other day he was putting them women's clothes on it and started calling it Mrs. Dilbeck.
Well, I'll declare.
And the day he dressed it up, he was carrying on in here, acting a fool, putting his arm around it and kissing it. Sister Simpson happened to pass the store and seen him and called up his wife, Elizabeth, and told her Abner was carrying on with another woman.
Well, so Elizabeth is jealous of a cold dummy.
Yeah, but that ain't half of it. Cedric was trying to explain it to Elizabeth and made the mistake of saying it was Mrs. Dilbeck Abner was kissing.
Oh, my goodness alive.
So Elizabeth hung up the receiver on Cedric and turned around and called up Charlie Dilbeck and told him Abner was carrying on with his wife.
Yes, well, that Charlie's a bad actor, too, yes.
Yeah, he come over here to give Abner a whooping, but Abner found out he was coming and went out and hid somewhere. And we ain't hid from him since.
Well, I can't say that I blame him, Lum. I believe I'd hide, too, if Charlie Dilbeck was looking for me.
Well, Charlie ain't looking for him no more, though. See, I explained the whole thing to Charlie and showed him the dummy and all. He's all right now.
But Abner's still hiding, huh?
Yeah, we can't find him to tell him everything's all right.
Well, maybe he's over at his house hiding, though.
No, I know he ain't over there. His wife's still mad at him. She won't even let him come on the place.
Well, can't he explain to her that it was just a clothes dummy that he was embracing?
No, nobody can explain to her. She's mad as a wet setting and won't listen.
Yes, well, Abner has always let that wife of his run over him. You ought to instill some confidence in him, Rum. Build himself up to where he'll stand up for himself.
Yeah, ought to, I reckon. I don't know how I'd go about doing it. He's scared to death of that woman.
Yes, but if a man were to use the right psychology on Abner, why, he could be built up to where he'd declare himself at home, being the master of his household.
Yeah, I believe he could whip her if he'd stand up and fight. She just run over him so long, he's lost confidence in himself. I wish he'd get things straightened out, or someone ain't worth a nickel here in the store. Me and Cedric here's got to tend to all the rabbits and run the store and everything else.
The rabbits?
Yeah, we've got a whole feed room full of rabbits back there. We're going into the rabbit raising business. I'm going to have a cool rabbit farm.
Well, I declare, I hadn't heard it. Can a man make money in that business, Long?
Make money? $5 a pair is what they're bringing. We seen the advertisement in a farm journal. That's the price they're quoting on.
Well, I understand that as a sea trunk is selling at 25 cents a piece.
Yeah, here he was setting the price. I'm going over there and buy all he's got.
Who's that coming up out there in front, Mr. Long?
I don't believe I know him. Looks familiar.
Well, I'll be bad blamed. You know who that is? It's Abner.
Abner?
Yeah, he thinks he's got himself disguised. Thinks he's fooling somebody. Them whiskers he's got on is the one he used for that Santa Claus get-up last Christmas.
Well,
I know him anywhere.
I believe you're right, Tom. I believe that's exactly who it is.
Of course that's who it is. This guy's in his house, so is Charlie Dillbeck. I don't know him more than likely. Sure, dear goodness, such a get-up. Don't let on like we know who it is. We'll have some fun out of it.
Oh, yes. Oh, of course not. No.
I never noticed Mr. Abner having long whiskers like that before.
Not so loud, Cedric. Them's false whiskers. Don't let on now. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, howdy, howdy.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just... Oh, don't you know me?
No, I can't say that I do. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie who? You're not Charlie Dillbeck, are you?
Oh, my goodness, no, not him. No, not that fella. I'm Charlie, Smith. Yeah, that's how it is. Charlie Smith. Just call me Charlie for short.
You're not Charlie Smith that lives over there by the board camp, are you?
No, I don't much believe I am. I don't even look like him.
Who do you look like?
Well, I look more like Santa Claus, I reckon. I ain't saying why, but I know.
Well, I'm mighty glad to know you, Mr. Smith. Shake hands with Mr. Stamp.
Yeah, glad to know you.
Yes, glad to know you, my good man.
And this is Mr. Weehunt.
Howdy, Cedric.
How to do, sir. Where about you get them whiskers at?
You oughtn't to ask such questions, Cedric. Tell by looking that they growed on there.
Of course they did. Who said I just stuck them on there?
He never meant nothing by it. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith.
Well, you live here in town, Mr. Smith?
Yeah. No, I don't either. I'm a stranger. Just passing through here, I think.
Well, that's interesting. I hope you like our town.
Yeah, well, it's all right for a little town. I'm a city feller myself.
Yeah, I could tell that by looking at you. Have you got any relatives living here?
No, I'm an orphan. I feel so sorry for me sometimes. No mama or papa.
Yeah, that is sad.
I know an awful nice fella that lives here, though. Abner Peabody.
Who?
Abner Peabody.
Abner Peabody. Peabody. Name's familiar.
Don't you know, I own half of this store here.
Oh, that fella. Well, he don't live here no more. He skipped the country.
Good riddance, I might add.
Yeah, I was awful glad to see him go.
Oh, yes, it's the best thing that ever happened to this community when he got out of town, yes.
No telling how much stuff he stole while he was here in the store.
Well, I wouldn't say too much if I was you fellas. He might hear you.
Oh, he's gone. But if he did hear me, I wouldn't care.
Well, he might fight you for saying things like that.
I hardly think so.
No, not Abner. He wouldn't fight nobody.
No. A man that would let his wife run over him the way he did would be afraid to start a fight.
Yeah, he was an awful coward.
Well, I don't know. He could have fought if he wanted to. Now, there was a man that didn't know how strong he was.
Who, me?
No, Abner Peabody we're talking about. He could have whipped Charlie Dillbeck.
Well, I didn't know he was so stout.
Well, he didn't either. He's stout as a mule.
Well, Yeah.
I was scared to death of him all the time he was here in the store. Of course, I never let him know it, though.
Well, good for him.
Yes, he was sort of a wiry type. He didn't look particularly strong, but he was just a bundle of muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's him all right, yeah. Awful fat feller.
I've always said that there was no reason for him to be run over at home, either. That wife of his nagged the life out of him. And it was his fault.
His fault?
Why, yes. A man like him could have been the head of his house.
Oh, yeah.
All he would have had to do is just assert himself.
Do what to himself?
Just come right out flat-footed one time and tell her that he was the boss of that house. And he wasn't going to take any more back off.
Yeah, that's what he ought to do.
Ain't no use of him hiding around afraid to go home either.
Of course ain't. Strong as he is, he could whip her one hand tied behind him.
Why, he wouldn't even have to hit her. If he just would go over to his house and lay the law down to her, she'd be just as meek as a kitten.
Why, of course she would.
And then twice as much of him, too.
Yeah, they don't care nothing about she could just knock them down a couple of times.
That's the way to talk. And it's a shame Abner never felt that way, too.
Well, that settles it, feller. I gotta be going.
Well, don't rush off, Mr. Smith.
I don't as I'm going over and tell a certain woman where to head in at.
Now you're talking.
Tell her I'm the head of that house and I don't aim to take no more back calls. I'll see you after a while.
Yeah, glad to meet you, Mr. Smith.
Well, it worked, Lord.
Yeah, Granny, I don't know where we done right or not, Squire. Send him over there that way. I'm going to feel awful bad about it if she hurts him.
Well, it'll either work long or it won't work. We'll know when we see Abner again.
Well, life is certainly full of uncertainties, even down in Pine Ridge, isn't it? Yet I know one thing for certain, at least. There's many a man and woman in our radio audience right now who knows what it is to suffer with acid indigestion. You probably know, too, that this distress is often the result of the things we eat and drink and the way we live. But do you know that there's an easy way to get quick relief from the distress of acid indigestion? Yes, people the world over have found that Alka-Seltzer brings the kind of relief they want and in a hurry. And it's no wonder that Alka-Seltzer is such a favorite when you stop to consider how downright effective it is. You see, it does more than momentarily reduce the excess stomach acid, usually the immediate cause of your distress, because Alka-Seltzer's acid-neutralizing action continues for as long as an hour after you take it, usually until the stomach itself can get things under control. Now, that's what I call relief. Try it and see if you don't agree. Be sure to get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist the next time you're in his store. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner tomorrow night at the same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over the station. Lou Crosby speaking. See you tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.